DW.
In a small house in the slum in the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa, 37-year-old Alexander Ramos is planning to leave his family and country for the third time in his life. He vividly remembers all the horrors from his past trips on the dangerous migrant route from Central America through Mexico to the U.S. The smugglers, the drug cartels, the police, the lack of water and food in the Mexican desert, and the many screams from the migrants injured or killed by the old freight trains crossing the country. Although Alexander Ramos is afraid to embark on the route to the U.S. once again, he says he has no other options. He cannot find enough employment in Honduras, where more than 60% of the population lives in poverty, and he needs to find a way to support his wife and two children. He left Honduras for the first time in 2001 when he crossed the U.S. border and worked illegally for 4 years in New Orleans before he was deported.
Life in the United States was beautiful, but also difficult. There is no freedom, and I didn't have any rights. But I earned a lot of money. Per month I earned around 20,000 Honduran lempira, three times as much as in Honduras. After 4 years, I was discovered by the authorities and deported. It felt really bad, but a part of me was also happy to see my family again.
Alexander Ramos has since then tried to migrate twice, but he was caught both times by the Mexican police and deported. And it's getting increasingly difficult and dangerous, he explains.
It's more difficult now. Los Zetas, the Mexican drug cartels, are controlling the route and borders. There are more Maras, the Central American drug gangs, and you have to pay a lot of money to the Mexican police, otherwise they will not let you pass.
Even though Alexander Ramos is afraid, he says he has to leave Honduras again.
There is nothing here. So for me, it is worth it. Maybe I will die, but nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Many Honduran men like Alexander Ramos leave their families and risk their lives in search for employment, says Honduran lawyer Ian Quiros. She's working with migration and refugees at the Center for Research and Promotion of Human Rights in Honduras. The migration crisis in Honduras started when Hurricane Mitch hit the country and the region in 1998 and caused disastrous consequences, she says.
It created a boom in migration from Honduras to the United States. From one day to another, tens of thousands of Hondurans lost their homes and employment because of the massive floods. And thus began the massive flow of migrants who left their families to seek employment in the United States.
The U.S. made the Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, available for Honduran migrants in 1998 after the hurricane. And the measure allows eligible migrants to stay and work legally in the U.S. The Trump administration has decided to end Temporary Protected Status for migrants from El Salvador, Haiti and Nicaragua. And it's expected to make a decision for the Honduran migrants living in the United States under TPS later this year. Today, Honduras suffers from rampant crime, corruption, poverty, and gang-driven violence, says Ian Quiros. She lists the two main reasons why the Hondurans continue to migrate.
The first reason is to improve your life, which is marked by poverty, corruption, and unemployment in Honduras. The second reason to migrate is to save your life from the violence, the impunity, and the gangs. Many people are being threatened and are forced to flee. Around 100,000 Hondurans try to migrate every year, but only 10% reach the United States. Many Hondurans are deported, but tens of thousands of Hondurans disappear. Where are they?
Many of the migrants are kidnapped, killed, or stay illegally in Mexico or elsewhere in Central America, says Ian Quiros. Trump's immigration policies may lead to more deported migrants, but it's not going to stop the flow of migrants from Central America. She believes it will only make it even more dangerous and expensive for the migrants.
In less than a decade, the price of smuggling a person from Honduras to the United States has tripled. Previously, smugglers charged around $1,500 to $3,000. Now they want $7,000 to $10,000. And the Honduran politicians don't make any serious attempt to stop the migration, as remittances from Honduran migrants bolster and maintain the country's economy. It's a humanitarian crisis, and it keeps on growing and growing.
Previously, the majority of the migrants were men, but that has changed in recent years, says Quiros.
Hasta el día de hoy ya se está hablando de un 50-50%.
Today, 50% of the migrants are women. Nowadays, women also try to migrate to Spain, but it requires quite a lot of money. So the poorer women are migrating to the United States, although they face rape, kidnapping and sexual assault along the migrant route. And the migration of women is increasing day by day.
Cada día iba en aumento.
One of those women is 45-year-old Maria Lopez, who lives with five of her children in one of Honduras' most dangerous cities, San Pedro Sula. Together with her 18-year-old daughter Estrella Marina, she has tried to migrate through Mexico three times to escape the devastating poverty, find employment in the United States, and create a better life for the rest of her children in Honduras. Once they almost reached the border between Mexico and the United States, Maria Lopez explains. But their experience with the Mexican police left a severe impact on both mother and daughter.
That day, the smugglers had brought us to a warehouse close to the border. I was in the kitchen when my daughter suddenly came in and screamed, "Mommy, let's leave, let's leave." I asked her why, and she said, "The police have arrived." It was scary. I grabbed her and hugged her. She screamed, "Let's leave this place, Mummy! Let's leave this place, Mummy!" But I told her that nothing would happen. Then the police locked us up in a room and shouted, "Don't try to escape."
For her 18-year-old daughter, getting caught by the Mexican police was a shocking and humiliating experience, which still brings her to tears.
When the police arrived, they insulted us and screamed we were not allowed to be in a country that is not ours since we are Hondurans. Honestly, I panicked and was so scared when they arrived and everyone started to run. After that, we were brought to the federal police and then the migration office, where all the migrants slept on a tiny mat on the floor for a week. It was a very bad experience with the police.
Solamente la mala experiencia fueron con los policías.
Because of their encounter with the Mexican police, Lopez and her daughter have decided to stay in their home in San Pedro Sula in Honduras. Despite living in a dangerous neighborhood where many women plan to migrate to escape the violence, she says she will not try to leave again.
Ya no me vuelvo a ir ya, jamás. Ya no puedo ya.
I will never leave again. You suffer a lot on the road. There's so much abuse from the smugglers, the police, the gangs. It's much better to stay in Honduras, despite all the dangers here. I don't want to expose my children to the dangers on the road. Everyone says that life is much better in the US and that you have to migrate to get a better life and move forward. But the reality is that you suffer everywhere and have to work hard to survive, here as well as there. I wanted to give my children a better life like every parent, but I give them the best life by staying with them here. The poverty doesn't matter.
Pero lo mejor que les puede dar es estar con ellos. No importa la pobreza.
And Sophie Hoffman-Schroeder, DW, Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
DW.